Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 35, and following that, we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 35. My mind is part of God's. I am very holy. Today's idea does not describe the way you see yourself now. It does, however, describe what vision will show you. It is difficult for anyone who thinks he is in this world to believe this of himself. Yet the reason he thinks he is in this world is because he does not believe it. Why am I so attached to the idea that I'm not holy? I think it's because I believe. I've seen so much evidence that I am not holy through my perception and judgment. But Jesus is telling me that those perceptions are wrong. They are not the truth. And yet I still want to hold on to them as the truth. I'm telling Jesus, no, I'm not going to believe you. Why do I want to believe I'm not holy? I must want to believe that. If I'm unwilling to see differently or unwilling to listen to Jesus, I am listening to him about other things and believing him, but why is this one so hard? Why do I want to be unholy? Do I really want to be unholy? No, I don't want to be unholy. There are other things that I have seen false evidence for, and then experienced the truth about, and I have let go of the false evidence and take only the truth. I can do this here too. I can decide to not believe this false evidence and instead believe the truth that Jesus is telling me. That my source is God and my mind is in God's mind. God's mind cannot be unholy. And so when I start to think that I am something other than holy, I can stop and I can look at this with spirit and I can remember I am a part of God's mind. I am holy. This other evidence I see, these thoughts that I have that I am not holy, are simply untrue. I don't have to believe them. I just have to have the willingness to believe the truth. And in this case, the truth is, I am holy. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, Help me today place my faith in this teaching that I am very holy. My mind is part of God's. Help me to remember my faith when a false thought comes up, pretending to be evidence, and give me the deep desire to lay the thought down as not true. Help me to be willing to look at each thought with this faith and deep desire for healing only. Help me to not be distracted into accepting the untrue as true. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we take this time to slow the world down. Breathing in slowly and calmly. Allowing the body to relax as the mind relaxes. You find yourself in a circle with your inner guide, whose mind is yours, one with God's. You are determined to see only the truth, to know only the truth about yourself. You come with a devotedness to truth. You are contemplating the various kinds of descriptive terms to which you see yourself. You may say, "I see myself imposed on," or "I see myself as victorious," or "I see myself as losing out." You should not think about these in an abstract way. They will occur to you as various situations, personalities, and events. Using any event that comes up for you, identify the descriptive term or terms that describe your reaction, and say to your inner guide, "I see myself as," and fill in the blank. And your inner guide reminds you that your mind is part of God's and that you are very holy. And you say to yourself, "My mind is part of God's. I am very holy." And as you and your inner guide contemplate the term, the descriptive term, you notice that the term you used doesn't describe you accurately because you don't believe it 100% to be true. You see that there are times when you don't believe that term describes you, so it can't be your truth. You allow yourself to let go of that descriptive term as your truth. You feel the release of returning to truth. Continue working with your inner guide, going through other descriptive terms you describe yourself as. feeling the release of returning to truth. If nothing is coming to you to use, simply sit in the quiet and peacefulness of your inner guide until something comes up to use. Thank you. Thank you for joining with me in wanting only to know our truth. Namaste.